Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed
and Tropical Sky.
Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond.
Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
Travel journalists Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are in studio today. They're tapping away on the laptops, no doubt, booking holidays. That's what they do for a living.
No, I'm paying off my credit cards, Trina.
That too. Listen, we have got absolutely loads of prizes to give away over the next few weeks on the show. If you're into your travel, you don't want to miss this. What do you have?
The Great Big Flight giveaways, €18,000 worth of prizes, thanks to Shannon Airport and Tropical Sky. New York, Boston, Chicago, really exciting places, guys, to go.
Amazing prizes, really, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's great that we've literally a different prize every single week. So you have to start listening to us every week now for the next 12 weeks.
I know, you have your holidays sorted. So that's fantastic. And we are going to be giving you a question at the end of the show today. So you need to pay attention because the question's going to be about something that we're talking about. Love a Suez if you know the answer at the end. Right, looking at locations today, and Porto is a place I've been hearing a lot of, probably because one of my pals was there recently and every photograph she put up on Instagram, she had a glass of wine in her hand.
Yeah, or a glass of port. Because, I mean, obviously, White Port, when I went there at first, I discovered it right after COVID when we were all chomping at the bit to go. I went, booked it for 4 days, ended up staying for 10. Couldn't spend the money there. I mean, you're talking €2.30 for like breakfast in these gorgeous coffee shops, and everything is freshly baked. I couldn't believe the value. Porto, of course, the name gives the name to port. But the White Port, it's like, you know, gin and tonics. Like, this is like your White Port and tonic, which are really, really nice. Wow is a place there called World of Wine, which is like the ultimate guide to tell you all about terroirs and viniculture, viticulture, you name it. It's all there. You get to taste little wine, different wines at the end as well. I think it's €20, €25 to go there. Stunning place. I mean, you know, over in the Port District, Sandyman's, you know, you've Christmas time, you have your bottle of sandy. It's all that beautiful port places there. But it's just on the Douro River. It has seven bridges. There's a beautiful tour you can do, the seven bridges of Porto, and you go under all the different bridges. From there as well, of course, you're right at the doorstep of the Douro Wine Valley, and you can go in and you can go to all these beautiful wineries there as well, have these lunches by the river. Again, very, very good value. Stunning place. I really loved it. And you've beaches there as well, yeah, which is fantastic. All these gorgeous beaches. People don't realise that. You've 34 kilometres of beaches all along up the coast of Porto. And it's a medieval place. It was never Lisbon was destroyed by an earthquake way back in the 1400s. Porto was never destroyed. Like, it still has all the old doors, those beautiful tiles. It's like you go back in time. A lot of hills. Make sure you bring your flats. Don't be going on the high heels.
Because, right, yeah.
And it depends where you stay as well. But Sarah, you know, I mean, from your side, I did different things. You did different things. But I went back 3 times. I stayed in Selina, I think was the place I stayed. Selina.com, which was a lovely a mix of kind of digital nomads. And again, it was when after COVID, everybody was all like, you know, digital nomading around the place. But it was great fun.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when the two of us went similar times, but I went with the kids. You know, we went on a city break. But it is the type of place, like, it really, really surprised me. Because it's Portugal's second biggest city, but it just feels like a small town. And like Ed said, it's real. Just the buildings, the colourful buildings. You've got the terracotta rooftops, and then you've got all these amazing different colours, you know, on the front. The main Ribeira region right along the river. I suppose it's like it would be the equivalent of St. Mark's Square in Venice, you know, like the real pretty place to sit out, and it's like €2, €2.50 or something for a glass of wine.
So they're not ripping you off, that's the place where everyone is.
The value is amazing. And a lot of people, like, I wouldn't be a particular, well, I actually tasted that White Port after I came back somewhere else, and it's actually gorgeous. But I wouldn't normally be like a port, it's like a kind of sweet wine. I wouldn't really be a sweet wine. I'd be your regular red wine person. But of course,
you're a full bodied girl,
yeah,
Sarah.
Yeah. Cause Sarah got in more ways than one. But because it's on the Douro, as Ed says, like, there's just gorgeous wine everywhere. It's not all just about the port. But of course, if that's what you want, you've got huge opportunities for tasting. And another thing I should say is when you go, you have to get this Porto card, which is, you know, a lot of places have a tourist card and all that. They're great value. But the Porto card is actually amazing. It even gives you free travel from the airport. It allows you discounts on lots of free wine tasting, loads of the top sites. If you have kids, you get 30% off, like, Sea Life and the other top attractions. So it's one of those cities that of all the cards and all the cities, sounds like a quote I'm thinking of, but like definitely get the Porto card and it'll just save you so much and it'll make you go to places you may not mm-hmm. have visited because they're all included in the price.
Yeah, and you have to try as well the pastiche de nata, you know, the custard tarts.
Oh, gorgeous.
These are the they're really, I mean, the cakes and the pastries there that they make are phenomenal. The Louise Bridge, the Don Louise Bridge is the famous one as well that Sarah was talking about that you can walk across, and that is just amazing. It's so beautiful. Again, I mean, the old side of the area, the Baixa, as it's called, kind of the historical Baixa area, there's a famous bookstore there, the Lello bookstore. You have to go there. And then the trendy area, Cedofita, it's called, C-E-D-O, Cedofita. That's a great place as well. But there's a huge young influence there as well. A lot of young people go there. Universities, you know, it's a very kind of a trendy place. So really nice. And I have to say, you know, in terms of things to do and see there, you've so much. And again, I was saying about the wine, going to the Douro Wine Valley. I mean, you can stay in there. Now, it gets very warm, very hot if you go there certain times of year because you're right in where the actual vineyards are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whereas a lot of people would, like by Porto on the coast, you have that lovely sea breeze. But I couldn't believe you do wine tours and you just come across these places and it meanders. They used to like send all the barrels from the wine places down these old boats all into kind of to be all distilled and stuff. But like just the history there, but the actual scenic beauty of the place, that whole Douro Wine Valley area, it's just, it's absolute must see.
So it's very cheap to eat out and for drinking and everything. Yeah. Hotels, are they reasonable?
Yeah, kind of a mix, I'd say. You know,
you have a huge variety.
Yeah, huge variety, again, depending on what. And if you stay out near the beach, I think sometimes it could be cheaper than staying right in the old town. But what's great about the main old kind of centre is it's really compact. So it's just really walkable. Bar it is, can be quite hilly. But there's also great trams that go around as well. You can hop on at the trams, as tuk-tuk. So, you know, I would say it's not particularly good if you have buggies or infirm. But there's loads of cheap taxis and cheap tuk-tuks and ways to get around if you want to get around that. And just on that Lello bookshop, J.K. Rowling lived there and that's where she got the inspiration for Hogwarts, from that bookshop.
Oh, really? So
that's
the staircase is there.
That's really worth going in to see.
Well, she's not very popular at the moment.
No, she isn't actually. Yeah, she's a kind of a bit toxic to mention her.
But
anyway,
the bookshop is fabulous. I went in and I was 3 hours in it. It's just stunning. And they've all these old books. Yeah. If you go early in the morning after your €2 breakfast.
You actually have to pay. They start charging I don't know if it's still €5, but it was €5 to try and curtail people going in, but they still pay in this because it's that gorgeous. And the other thing as well, as Ed is talking about how beautiful it is, and it's really popular with Instagrammers and digital nomads and that, because it's so colourful. There's these tiles everywhere that are on the front of buildings. I can't think of what they're called, azulos or something like that.
Yeah, that's right, the white and blue.
Blue and white tiles on the front of loads of buildings. So it's really, really like Instagram heaven. If you like those kind of dramatic pictures, they're everywhere all over the city. And it just kind of makes Porto stand out a little bit different. The minute you see them, that's that Portuguese, that Porto image that you'll have seen.
And if you want to treat yourself, right, just in terms of hotels that come to mind, there's a beautiful hotel, the Vinci, V-I-N-C-C-I, the Vinci Porto. It's a 4-star. When you go over the Don Luis Bridge, it's right on, you literally go down and you can see people. There's a swimming pool there and you're right on the river. And it's the most incredible location. When you go into the hotel, it's like you go into a kind of an arch. It's almost like a little train station. It's about, like, for 3 nights, it would be about, I suppose, 550 or 600 for 2 people. So it's not the cheapest, but it is very special. So I sent people there recently and they just, like, they loved it. And as I said, it's really people watching. And you can actually sit there with your sunglasses and you can just be by the river and you can look up and you can see everyone walking on the bridge. It's just a unique location, but a great spot.
Okay, so who is flying to Porto?
Ryanair.
Yeah, Ryanair twice a week.
From Shannon and from Dublin.
Shannon, and I think 6 times a week from Dublin.
Yeah.
So lots of flights, lots of accessibility, great value.
And you can as well, by the way, I mean, you know, if you wanted to mix it with Lisbon, there's fantastic trains that go from Porto to Lisbon. So if you did want to extend your stay and, you know, fly out of Lisbon, you could do that as well. But I think that's Dublin, isn't it? But for Shannon, you can fly from Porto and from Dublin as well. But, you know, you can travel so much in that area that, I mean, you really wouldn't even need to do that. But you can. The trains are fantastic and really good value as well.
Okay, how many days would you do in Porto?
Well, I would do 10, but that's just me. I would actually stay there for a month.
He's going to live
there. It's the kind of place, if you had a month off and you wanted to write your memoirs, Trina, or something, honestly, it's that kind of place. Stunning. And you just meet people, everyone chats to you. Lovely, from all over the world. But I mean, definitely a minimum of 3 nights.
You could, yeah. It's a small enough. Well,
a week would be great.
The main centre.
You can't. And again, Airbnb as well. Yeah. By the way, very cheap. You'd get Airbnb for about 10 days. I was looking recently for about £400-£500. So if you wanted to go down that road as well. Okay. So, you know, there's a lot of, you can really enjoy the holiday there as well.
Okay, super. Now, as you came running in the door, you said we've got loads of prizes to give away.
Yes.
So this is thanks to Shannon Airport and Tropical Sky. What are we giving away today?
Today we're giving away flights for two people from Shannon to Chicago, the Windy City. Okay. And the question is,
which famous author got her inspiration from the Lello Bookshop in Porto?
If you know the answer, you can text in now.
Like the leaving cert here.
I know, isn't it? Oh, gosh. The nerves. Okay, if you know the answer, text.
Pay attention down the back.
Text in your name and location with your answer to 087-188-0008 and you could be heading to Chicago with Shannon Airport and Tropical Sky.
Thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
We'll see you next week.
All the best.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed and Tropical Sky. Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond. Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.